I'm speaking with Neil Conklin, who is president of the Farm Foundation. And Neil, we have an event coming up this week in Washington, D.C. that is being held in conjunction with Farm Journal. It's the Food and Agriculture Policy Summit. Why don't you tell me a little bit about Farm Foundation's involvement in this event?
Well, Cindy, for a number of years, Farm Journal has sponsored an annual policy forum in Washington, D.C., and this year we decided that we would join forces. Farm Foundation would have a program alongside of Farm Journal's program, and we'd have a joint event in common this year.
What are some of the highlights of the event?
Well, the highlights are joint event between Farm Journal and Farm Foundation is a conversation with the secretaries. We've invited all nine of the living secretaries of past secretaries of agriculture to participate in a conversation and to talk about what advice they might give a new secretary of agriculture or just what their perspectives are on the challenges we face today.
Well, that will be a very interesting event because I don't think I've ever seen all of them together in one place before.
No, I don't think anyone has.
And especially with this, with the current situation in the economy and where agriculture and biofuels and all fit in, it should be interesting to get their perspective. Now, that is happening on the evening, afternoon of December the 3rd. So on December the 4th, then, the Farm Foundation portion of the program begins, correct?
That's right. That program we're calling Agriculture's Strategic Role in Feeding and Fueling a Growing World. We will be releasing a report on the morning of the 4th that looks at the challenge of the next 30 years with growing population and rising incomes around the world. What is it going to take to meet the increasing demands that are going to be put on agriculture?
Now, Neil, tell us again, what is Farm Foundation's role in policymaking and in agriculture in general?
Cindy, Farm Foundation was created just over 75 years ago, and it was created by two men, Alexander Legge, who was at that time the president of International Harvester, and Frank Loudon of Illinois. And those two gentlemen, along with some like-minded folks, founded Farm Foundation as a nonpartisan, non-advocacy organization to try to improve life and well-being for people in agriculture in rural America. We continue to carry out that tradition today with a focus on improving life by trying to stimulate better policy for food, agriculture, and rural development. We try to do that not as an advocate, but by improving the quality of information and the depth of understanding of key decision makers in both the public and private sectors.
And in order to do that, some of the things you've been doing is holding these policy forums. We've had several this year in different parts of the country. And it's important to get the information out to not just these people that are able to attend the forums, but we've done a lot in the past year, especially trying to get that information out. So if people want to get information from this forum, where can they go after the fact to be able to find out what about your white paper you're presenting and some of the other information that will be presented?
Well, Cindy, our white paper and other materials from the event on the 4th will be available on our website, www.farmfoundation.org. And we will be continuing to hold to provide outreach events, and we're planning to host some webinars that will be available to people across the country.
All right, and we will also be doing our best to get the information out on AgWired and on Domestic Fuel and on other websites out there to get that information out to the people around the country so they're informed. All right, thank you very much, Neil, and we'll be seeing you in Washington, D.C. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.